Patriots. Head coach Bill Belichick joins us on a Patriots Monday. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Dale. Mike, Jerry. Same to you. Same to the listeners. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great.
Doing pretty well.
You bought an extra day of prep, I guess, with Baltimore deciding your opponent on Saturday and not having to wait for Sunday's game.
Right, yes. So we were able to get going Sunday and put in a full day on the Ravens and get rolling. Of course, we knew that was one of the three possibilities last week, but we certainly could turn our full attention and focus to them come Sunday morning.
This could be any year I ask you this question. It seems like some of the characters change, but the philosophy with the Ravens stays the same. When you look at this team, how do you evaluate them? What stands out to you with the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I think they're a well-balanced team. Certainly a tough, mentally and physically tough team that's kind of battle-hardened. They've been in a lot of big games, a lot of tough games on the road, and shown they can win in the playoffs. It was a big win for them against Pittsburgh Saturday night. So, good running team, very good in the vertical passing game. A lot of big plays, excellent quarterback, get the ball down the field, explosive in the kicking game, big kickers, explosive returner and Jones. And, defensively, they're strong up front. They're hard to run against. They can rush the passer. You got to be able to win the line of scrimmage before you can do anything, and that'll be a challenge.
Bill, in the last 10 years, four teams that didn't have the bye week ended up winning the Super Bowl. Is there, you'd be crazy not to want the bye week, but are there pitfalls? Are there things to avoid? Like, how do you make sure that you don't come out of the gate rusty?
I think it's all about playing well. That's the bottom line. I think it's more important to play well than anything else, than play at home or play on a short week or play on a long week or play whatever. It's an important thing to play well, and that's what the teams that advance at this time of year do. They play better than their opponents. They play good. Football and don't make mistakes and do the little things. And so I think that's what we saw this past weekend. I'm sure it's what we'll see this weekend coming up.
Is it fair to say that Joe Flacco is a very good quarterback who seems to get even better when the playoffs start?
No, that's probably right. I mean, he's a good player. He does a good job. And, we've certainly had a lot of great battles with him, had a lot of respect for him. And he's played very well in the postseason. So his team plays well, so that's it's all tied together there. They do a good job. They're well coached. Like I said, they're tough and they're well balanced. They don't rely on just one thing or just one player. They have a good, well balanced football team that can hurt you in a lot of different ways. You got to be able to match up to all the different areas that they challenge in.
I was saying earlier, the good news for you guys, you've been in so many playoff games over the last decade plus. And you've had a lot of situations.
I think Josh, did a great job last year in terms of staying focused and doing his part in preparing for the postseason games. And think he's done that again this year. So there's no issues there.
Do you give him any kind of a template to follow and say, hey, like, get your little PowerPoint out there, show, do this, do that, do it, trying to make it, get it done between, 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. and then move on? Is there any advice that you give to these coaching candidates? You've had tons of them, really, over the years.
Each one's is a little bit different, but based on our schedule and the way the rules are and what the format is, I think it was really pretty clean, pretty clear. I think it was a pretty clean situation this time, and it was all over by Saturday, and Sunday we were on to the Ravens, so full speed ahead.
Dean Pease, obviously, is a guy that used to work for you. As you prepare for this game and you look at what he's doing on defense, do you see things that you're not familiar with, or is he pretty much running the defense that he ran here?
Well, I'd say he's pretty much running the Ravens defense. That has some elements of things that we've done, but, you know, we've evolved through the years as well. So, you know, we've played against Dean a number of different times. He does a good job. He has good players. They have a good staff. You know, Coach Harbaugh does an excellent job with that team. So, you know, we'll prepare for this matchup, and this one will be a little different from all the other ones. So it's unique because of, you know, the players and where each team is at this point in time. So, you know, I think Dean does a great job, and Coach Kubiak, Coach Harbaugh, they're well coached. They're a good football team, and they got a lot of good players. So we'll just have to prepare for all of it.
It seems as though guys on the nose on the defensive line maybe don't get the credit they deserve. Michael was pointing this out earlier. You don't see guys in the Hall of Fame. Fred Smirlus, for instance, probably should have been considered before this. Do you see similarities between Haloti Ngata's game and Vince Wilfork's game?
Well, I mean, sure. They're both big guys that are very athletic for their size and hard to block. So, yeah, those are similarities.
So your offensive line, who gets to work against Vince all the time, at least has the experience of playing against a guy like that when they're taking on Ngata.
Sure, but I mean, I think probably every team in the NFL has guys that are, you know, that kind of size and maybe, you know, different. But we've certainly seen a lot of them this year. We saw them last week against Buffalo. We saw them the week before against the Jets. We saw them the week before against Miami and Chicago and Detroit. And, you know, right on down the line. So, you know, we've seen a bunch of them all year. I think every team's, you know, pretty much got those type of guys. Denver, you know, it's, I mean, everybody's got somebody.
I want to ask you how you come up with some of the ideas or which one to go with when it comes to the bonding situations or going to the movies. The other day, you guys went to see American Sniper. Is that a spontaneous decision that you say, all right, let's do that today? Or is it something you've thought about 3 weeks ahead of time, a couple of weeks ahead of time, and decide to put it in place for the players and surprise them with it?
Yeah. You know, I don't think there's any set formula. This certainly isn't a spontaneous – that wasn't a spontaneous thing at all, because that movie hasn't been released. It's not out. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that easy to have the opportunity to see. So we're certainly appreciative to Clint Eastwood for helping us to make this possible, and a couple other people along the way. So, you know, that's there's some things that are options. There's other things that you have to set up a little bit. But, you know, there seemed to be a lot of talk and interest in that, you know, around the locker room, around the building. So we were able to do it. You know, I think the guys enjoyed it. I did. It's pretty. It's a great movie. It's got some good messages in it, and it really, you know, focuses on skill and will.
You know, there's a lot of people would say, "Wow, I wish I could hoist a Lombardi Trophy like Bill Belichick." I just want to be able to say in my life, thank you to Clint Eastwood. I want to thank Clint Eastwood. That makes me feel pretty important. I want to thank Al Pacino. I want to thank some of the other people. That's pretty cool, though.
Michael anticipated my question. It's a great movie. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's you know, it's a guy who's, you know, serving his country, who's got a job to do. Obviously, it's a tough job, and there's a conflict that he has relative to his personal life and the job he's doing, and some sacrifices and so forth. And obviously, a lot different than what we do. I'm not trying to compare them, but in other ways, they're, you know, like, we all have conflicts in our life where we're doing one thing and trying to balance it with something else, and this is probably an extreme example of it, but it's, you know, very well done, and it's exciting, and you know, again, there's some great messages in it.
Both Tom Brady and Vince Wilfork said they spent at least part, if not all, of their Sunday going to their iPad and getting a head start on preparing for Baltimore. Has that been a pretty common theme for your entire football team this year? Guys getting the work in, getting a head start on things, being a coachable, good group in that way?
Yeah, they really have, Dale. And I think that's important for our players, because, You know, when you walk in, like Tuesday morning, it'd normally be Wednesday for us, but this week it's Tuesday. But you walk in Tuesday morning, and you don't know anything about the team that we're playing. You don't know who the personnel is. You haven't seen him play. You maybe can see some diagrams on a piece of paper that we hand out, but it's not the same as, you know, actually watching the games and watching the players and seeing who's where, who's been replaced, who's injured, how are they using this guy, how are they using that guy. When you can do all that and then get the information from the scout report and the game plan, it just all comes together and makes a lot more sense. And it's, you know, it's a much better process. So, you know, we encourage the players to do that preparation work, and I think that's really helped them. So that when they do come in on the first day and get the information that we present to them, they can visualize it a lot better than they can if they didn't do that. So, and they've done a good job of that. And a lot of times we, you know, quiz them or ask them different things about the team to see how much preparation they've done. They've been pretty good.
It's time now for the Coach's Drive of the Week, brought to you by the all-new 2015.
I can't wait to see how you tie this in.
C-Class, raising the bar yet again as a benchmark in luxury sports sedans. Visit MBUSA.com or your nearest dealer today. Well, on Saturday, the Ravens and Steelers play the game. Your
well
next
done.
Opponent. The Ravens, is there any? They had a couple of interesting drives. One, a great athletic interception from Terrell Suggs where he caught the ball between his knees and they come back the next play, I think, and they got a touchdown. Any plays or any drives that stood out to you in that game and something to look for as you prepare for the Ravens?
Well, I'd say the big thing is kind of what you just hit on there is turning the ball over and putting them on a short field. That's certainly not a good formula for success against the Ravens. It's hard enough to stop them when they're on a long field, but when you put them on a short field, and Steelers did that a couple times, plus, you know, had a turnover in the end zone, which cost them some points. You know, you just can't afford to do that against a team like Baltimore. So taking care of the ball and forcing the long drives was certainly preferable than, you know, putting them there 20, 30 yards away from the goal line.
Bill, John Harbaugh said that Joe Flacco is the best quarterback in the world. Is he right?
Well, you know, I think John's probably speaking for his team and, you know, what he feels for his team, it's hard for anybody to argue about that.
Kind of assuming this is an outdoor practice week, huh?
You bet.
Had a feeling. In fact, when I came into the stadium today, the nice lady at the security shack there says, I'm sure the boys will be practicing outdoors this week. I think she might be right.
She's right.
Good to see you again. Good luck this coming weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.